שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. יתהללו בשם קודשו, יתהללו בשם קודשו. הכנה לשיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation for the lesson in the tens.
טוב, הנה טוויט של רב על הכנה.
Here's a tweet by Rav about subjugation. Subjugation enables us to enter a connection with the Creator and afterwards to start developing this connection in all directions. In order to ultimately achieve the revelation of the Creator completely and to adhere to Him. Subjugation is the first condition in order to create a connection with the field of the upper light in which we exist without even recognizing it ourselves.
I'll read it again. Subjugation allows us to reach connection with the Creator and then start developing it in all directions in order to eventually achieve the complete revelation of the Creator and adhere to Him. Subjugation is the primary condition in order to create the connection with the upper field that we exist in, even if we don't know about it. Maybe how can we prepare ourselves for subjugation or submission on this lesson?
I don't
know what to say. I came here with the inspiration from the Yeshivat Chavarim yesterday. With the entire world clique kind of flowing through my veins, and certainly with the role that we have now, and with friends being connected to us who do not have the ability to connect to some virtual group, they're someplace attached to some screen, and we're doing this workshop together with them, to feel the responsibility even more than that, and the importance and greatness of the moment in which we are right now, and bit by bit, or very quickly, and to make it even faster, round by round, our strength will increase, and we will grow stronger, and grow from success to success, and the light will flow between us, we will give contentment, and we have 3 hours in which we can truly kind of exhaust the lemon all the way.
We have to try and help each other to reach a decision in our hearts that we want to annul. We want for the only one to, or the only thing to control us is the Creator, and to ask for it to happen in practice.
For this to be done in practice, to be implemented, means that we need to warm up the connections between us. From cold to love, with love, and only the Creator can do that. As much as we will surrender, as much as we make ourselves zero and the friend one, the light will have room to come and enter, and kind of karin, this kli that exists between us, build it, intensify it. We should not stop working in that.
I also woke up like Amit with this very strong impression from yesterday's Yeshivat Chavarim. I heard it on my phone on the way to work, from work, and other friends talked, and all the great friends from the world Kli. They really are our life, and the prayer that will generate during the lesson for us to turn it to the entire world Kli.
Yesterday it was felt throughout the whole day that we are all engulfed in subjugation, and it doesn't just enclose in our tent. It was felt that it was spreading to other tents. Everything is starting to come together. We will take yesterday's strength, and today we will renew it to a new degree and continue with subjugation.
Okay, after I heard you, it changed something inside of me. Everything, the entire yesterday's day is erased, and during the workshop to renew the subjugation every time. But in terms of the internality, in terms of the goal, in terms of the warm connection of the points in the heart, that will be in that all the time.
Yeah. There was a very special lesson, but I heard once that we must not speak about things that were. The question is, what do we do today, and how do we take that a little bit farther? One level more of commitment, a bit more willingness to truly subjugate, to process this thing of subjugation, to try more throughout the day to be inside of that thing, not to surrender to everything that is happening around us, and to remember that the essence of reality exists inside of that system of connections between us. And any time that we're not engaging in that, it's a huge miss out, and no one is waiting for us, and nothing is stopping us. So let us truly try to see how we commit and we become more committed throughout the day.
As a part of the world clean that's visiting here, I can say that sometimes the situation is the opposite too. Like, what are you doing here? Yeah, they're sitting in Petach Tikva with Rav. Yeah, great. But sometimes it's harder than being far away there. There, it's funny, it's like something's pulling you here, like the friend said yesterday, but when you're here, you see how much intention you have to put in order to remain in the right intention, and in order not to fall into routine. Yeah, I live in Petach Tikva. I'm already on my way to spirituality. And there's so many commitments and demands from all around that really you understand how much people have devoted their lives, and now they're asked to step on the little bit that they have left. So it's amazing, and I think that we have to remember that and see how much the friends are doing, and to decide that every lesson we're taking another step.
I remember what Rav said about it, that it's good to be here, but feel that you're far away. Yes, we have to search for the governance of the Creator in each and every state. There is another state sentence or phrase that I remember, which is that I don't want to allow the Creator to move without us taking part with Him, without us recognizing Him in each and every shake, tremor. I think that's related to the subjugation, that we relate everything to the Creator, and we try to do, to make any, every movement together with Him. And this is possible only if we arrange ourselves in such a way that there is such an influence from the Ten that gives us the click each and every moment.
What can we add? We have to come and try and broaden the delta.
We will feel each other in a prayer, in building the common clay, so we'll come out of this lesson with greater confidence and faith in the Creator.
Oy nafshi mi mavet, yichilat.